They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
It's Independence Day in America. But this is a story about independence and freedom in Sudan. What you're about to hear is a piece recorded as it was happening this past weekend as over 100 Sudanese nationals and Sudanese Americans protested on the west side of the Iowa State Capitol. I was in the area covering presidential candidate John Delaney when I came across these men and women protesting for freedom in Sudan. Now, a bit of a programming note, this was all done in real time and on site, not in a recording studio. And so you're not going to have the kind of quality you're used to from the Business News Hour. And of course, it was during the demonstration. I spoke with a number of people who I asked each to identify, and you'll first hear from a minister of the Presbyterian Church. And then Anna and Isha Gardot, they are high schoolers in the Des Moines Metro, and Kadinga Agbana. These women are Christian and Muslim, and they're from a number of tribes, all, each one, united by a desire for freedom. First of all, your name is?
Ikram Kachu.
Tell me, Ikram, what is this all about?
We're just talking about we need a peace and justice and freedom in our country because our people, they are dying. Our people, they don't live in peace because of the fighting of the president of Omar al-Bashir. After Omar al-Bashir, when it come to the brother, Islamic Brotherhood, and they are killing our people, Christian, Muslim, non-spoken Arabic, especially people in Nuba Mountain.
What is Sudan's economy like?
It's bad because right now, since April 9, people, they are outside protesting, and people, they are sitting outside. People, they are sick. People, they are dying through their own government.
Now, you indicated something to me earlier that there are killings going on based on some racial inequality as far as how dark-skinned someone is?
Yes, and non-spoken Arabic, because we are having many tribes in Sudan. After many years, since 1995, and in 2005, start separating South Sudan and North Sudan. And now we are Nubian, Darfurian, and Blue Nile, and the other. We are just neglect, and they are killing us, bombarding us, and we lose a lot of our people. We come here as a refugees, myself, 21 years here in this country, but still my heart with my people because I lost a lot of people there.
It's an amazing story, it really is, and I'm so sad that there aren't more media here to at least have this conversation. I'm going to turn my attention to a young woman who spoke earlier, and she was talking about her American experience, born and raised in the greater Des Moines area. Your name and what high school did you go to?
Hi, my name's Isha Gardud, and I go to Lincoln High School on the south side.
Go Rail Splitters.
Go Rail Splitters.
What is all this about? Now, you live in a relatively privileged place in Des Moines, Iowa. Why are you concerned with what's going on in Sudan?
You know, I never get to see my family, so I just, these conversations on the phone through, like, it's 5 minutes conversations that I get to have before it gets too staticky and the phone cuts off is not enough. And I've been doing this for the past 15 years of my life. I've never seen any of my family. I've just had these conversations, and I look through the photo book, and I'm like, hey, I want to see them, but I don't get to.
And you don't get to go back to Sudan because of the strife there?
So I've never been to Sudan, but my parents want me to go, but because of this revolution or these massacres that keep on going on, they're scared for my safety, and I'm scared for my family's safety back in Sudan, because who knows, they could be next.
Somebody might wonder why a business broadcast is standing with a group of Sudanese in Des Moines, Iowa. But I suspect that all of this has a major impact on your economy in Sudan. Would that be accurate? Does this have a major impact on whether or not people start businesses or stay in business?
For right now, even people, they don't think about the business. People just think about how to live, peace, and eat and drink. We are hungry, we're dying. There is no medical, there is no food, there is no nothing in Sudan, especially in Nuba Mountain and Darfurian.
What do you want Americans to know about this?
We need to know, she wants to talk something, but we need America to know we are human beings. We need to live in peace and justice. If we live in our freedom and justice in Sudan, we don't have nothing to worry about. Even we don't care about to be in the United States because we have beautiful land, we have beautiful earth to be in there. But because of those people, we can't live even there.
They say that absolute power corrupts absolutely. You're also born and raised here in the United States.
Yep.
What school?
Lincoln High School. My name is Anna Gardud.
Sister to
Aisha.
Very nice. Okay. How many in your family?
There's 5 kids, my mom and my dad, and my grandmother equals 8 people in the family.
And tell me about your life and your parents' life here in Des Moines, Iowa. What's it like?
So, since the corruption and the war that's been happening in Sudan, my parents had to leave here, and they had to leave, and they became refugees over here in America. My dad came around 1999, and my mother came around 2000. So they spent pretty much 20 plus years over here, away from their parents, homesick, probably, like, terrible. I would never imagine not being able to see my mom for that long, rather than me, haven't had to deal with that. I haven't had to deal with seeing someone die in front of me. I didn't have to learn how to hide inside of a foxhole away from bombs. I didn't have to watch my school get bombed in front of me like my parents. They weren't able to attend school or finish school. My mom only got to finish maybe middle school, who knows, because of just how terrible it is and how hostile it is for people to even raise their own children there.
It is hot and humid in Des Moines today. And you have turned out a great number of Sudanese protesting. My final question to you, and as one of the people who's impacted through your family, what do you want Americans to know?
I actually have some statistics that might help, you know, clear out the minds of everyone or know what's going on. You know, there's kind of a selective empathy kind of going on where, you know, for example, the Notre Dame fire, which, you know, it's important, but, you know, when you look at the statistics, 0 people were killed, 3 people were injured, and it was 1 empty building on fire. And it's a sad thing, but the global response was intensive media coverage, public grief and outrage, and $1 billion donated to this tragic thing that happened. Rather, in Sudan, 500 people are being killed. It's a whole massacre. 723 people injured. 600
per day?
Yes. Well, it's just like it's collected. Yes. Since April. 650 people arrested, innocent. 54 people raped. 1,000 people missing. 118 people, their bodies are dumped into the River Nile. Global response? 0. Nothing. You don't know what's going on, and, you know, we're trying our hardest.
It's very hard to have a phone because they will abuse you. They will, like, physically harm you and stuff like that close to death. And so you cannot have, like, a phone in your hand because there's spies everywhere. And so
it's a fascinating story. It really is. It's a horrible story. And thank you for doing this and for being willing to talk to us about this. This is something I think that Americans know nothing about. And the carnage that goes on in Sudan is also replicated in other countries all over. And we tend, I think, compartmentalize it. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for, you know, deciding to give us this platform to talk, even though you're, like, you know, a business podcast. Thank you so much for, you know, helping us spread this out.
As we celebrate Independence Day in America, it's not a bad idea to reflect on what other nations and their people are facing around the world. Well, that's a wrap on this broadcast day. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all the staff that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For those folks and our guests, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.